Hey, it's Kurt Storing. This is the Christians Talking Business podcast.
I've had a lot of landlord clients call me, and they ask the same questions. And I felt somewhat guilty billing. So there was this marrying of, what if we took full-time filmmaker and turned it into an actual law firm?
You know, for me, I'm this entrepreneur. I love the business thing. But I think maybe that was God being like, yeah, Scott, you're an entrepreneur. You don't know how to do it right now. There's some lessons you have to learn before we get you to that point. Until you figure this thing out and you understand the importance of your family and living a godly, Christ-centered life, we're not going to go there.
When your monetary income is tied to your vocational ministry, it causes these weird tensions in you where you're starting to like question authority, question the church, question God, because like, man, I'm struggling to make it by. Why aren't you providing more?
For me, the fact that, you know, my company's doing 160 and climbing in recurring revenue, that's great. But what's way more exciting is the fact that it took me so long to figure this out that I'm helping people shortcut. I'm helping people kind of cut through the working every minute of your life to make ends meet, which I did, to, hey, I have a little bit of a shortcut for you so that you can stay active in your family, in your church, in the things that you really need to be staying active in.
Folks want Christ and they want community. Not looking for a country club church. Community is not we show up and have a potluck once a month. Folks want to walk together. And that is very inspiring to me to build businesses in a way that say, if the Lord is leading you to hop up and go do something, you can.
Exodus 23:31, take the land you are in that God has called you to. Take it, let God take it and drive everybody else out. This is where you dial in. You're an inch wide, a mile deep. You are taking over the industry in that area.
I've had to have the foot on the gas for so long that I haven't really had the space to step back and analyze what do I want to be doing for the next decade, for the next 20 years? How can I buy more of my time back with my family?
The whole point of the show is to share entertaining, inspirational business ideas, case studies, and spiritual encouragement for Christian entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. Every week, we're going to be sitting down with a Christian business owner, an entrepreneur who's been there, who's done that, who's currently in the thick of it, not only to talk about business ideas, case studies, how they're doing what they're doing, what their mindset is to be successful in business, but more importantly, we're going to surround this whole conversation of business with how are you serving God, not mammon, not money. Because as much as I love listening to business podcasts, secular business podcasts, there's a few that I really love. I've been more and more frustrated with the fact that they're all about profit over everything, talking a lot about immoral industries, things that are just totally degenerate and making the culture, which is already degenerate, even more degenerate. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be surrounded by that. I don't want to be tempted by that. I don't want my thoughts to be about greed and coveting and hustling rather than serving and glorifying God. So we're going to have all those fun conversations about business, new ideas that you can start if you haven't started a business yet, tactics that are going to get your business to the next level, just entertainment, honestly. If you love business like me, you're going to love this show. And we're going to make sure we're doing it all in a way that puts God first, because honestly, what good does it for a man to gain the world if he loses his soul? We'd love it if you hit subscribe on YouTube, follow on Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and check back here every Monday for a new episode where I'll be interviewing a Christian business owner, a Christian entrepreneur, and having these discussions. Thanks for checking this out. See you in the next episode.